Today shares Masechta Kedushin, Da Pei Aleph. We will begin on Da Pei Aleph, Amar Aleph, at the top of the Amid Amar Yudah Marav. We had learned that a yichud of one woman with two men is permissible. To which comments the Gemara, Amar Yudah Marav, Lo Shana El Be'ir. This halacha only applies in town. Av B'derech, if they're traveling, then the halacha is you have to have three people. Shema, because we need to be concerned. Shema Yitzhtarach Echmem Lahashtin. One of them will have to use the washroom, and he will separate himself from the other two. V'nimtza Echad Mesiach Remerva. And you'll be left only with one man and one woman. But like this, if you have three men, even if one separates himself, then you will still have two men left with her. And as we learned in the previous year, when you have two men, you don't have a problem of yichud. And actually, the Ramah and Evan Ezer, Simon Chaf Bey Sif Hay, says that this halacha doesn't only apply, as the Gemara just said, b'derech, when we're traveling, it also applies any time at night. Because since at night, we need to be concerned that perhaps one of the men will fall asleep, and then you'll have only one man and one woman left. And therefore, at night you also have to be worried that there are going for. And therefore, at night you also have to have three men. The Gra has a different explanation. He says that at night in those days the bathrooms weren't indoors. Since the bathrooms weren't indoors, so if you're going to be left just with two men at night, and one's going to go out to the bathroom, and you'll only be left with two men and one woman. What's interesting to point out is that even though, as we just learned, the Ramah is machmer with this question, in the Shailos HaTshuvos HaRamah, he takes a lenient approach. He says that this halacha that we just began to share with is only applicable, he says, baderech, as the Gemara says. Anywhere else, says the Ramah in the Tshuvos, we need not be concerned if there's two men and one woman, there is no concern. And even if one has to use the bathroom, since it's by day, we do not have to be concerned, because by day they're still in close proximity. Only at night are we more concerned? Says the Gemara, name Sayulei. I will bring a raya from the Gemara that we just discussed at the end of our previous year, where the Gemara discussed what happens when a soita has to, the Gemara discussed what happens when a soita travels to Yerushalayim, and the Gemara says that Ma'aseh Moshnei Tamid Chachamim, that there are two Tamid Chachamim that go along, and like this, you also have the husband, the Iyu, and Hatlosa. So we see at night we have to have three people. But says the Gemara, that isn't a raya. Because Hasum, the reason we have to have a total of three people with the Soita is for a different reason. As we learned, the husband is not allowed to have relations with his wife from when she becomes a Soita. And if he will have relations with her after she becomes a soita, then the water won't work. So that's why we have to have these two people to say edus if that were to happen, and to disqualify the effect of the water. Says Rav Rav Yehuda v'kazal b'orcha, Rav Rav Yehuda were traveling on the road, v'kazal itas kamayu, and there was a woman coming towards them. Amalei Rav Rav Yehuda, Dal karech mikam mahema. Go, let's walk quickly, not to walk behind the woman, because we shouldn't be in proximity and thinking about the woman. Amalei v'mahu dami b'ksherim shapi dami. So he asked them, haven't you taught us that when the people are ksherim, then you're allowed to have two people, two men with one woman, and we're ksherim? Why are you concerned? Amalei, so he told him, who says that the definition of ksherim are you and me? El kagoy mai, who is the category of ksherim, only like Papa v'chaverov, chaverov of Rav Chanina bar Papa, Rav Tzadik and Rav Kahana, only they are of that high level. We're not ksherim. However, the Ramban says that certainly they were in the category of ksherim. He just didn't want to call him, just out of great modesty, he did not want to call himself ksherim. So that's why he said the example is Rav Chanina bar Papa v'chaverov. But certainly they were on that level. So we've learned in our shiur now that at night the halachas are much stricter. So the question that comes up is what happens if a woman is in a taxi together or in a car together with a man at night? Is there an issa yichud? So certainly if it's in a road where there are people constantly traveling, and the way most poskim can say, if there's a car that goes by every 5-10 minutes, that means it's a road that's constantly traveled. We need not be concerned about yichud. But what happens if they go on a back road where there aren't people constantly traveling? So Rav Moshe, in the Gris Moshe Yerdei Chelk Beis, Simon Pei Beis, has a very interesting approach. He says that a bus driver, there's a concept of umin loymarim nasi, since he's doing his job, he's not going to put his job into jeopardy, and therefore we have room to be lenient. Many poskim are not prepared to accept that opinion, and their opinion is that we can't be so lenient, we cannot be so lenient with a bus driver, and the reason we can't be so lenient with a bus driver is, yes, if he's chas v'sholem going to violate the woman, that we have a reason not to be concerned about. But what happens if he tries to convince her to do something wrong? So I did see that one of the heterim is that most buses apparently have a video camera on it. And that serves as a deterrent, that serves as a deterrent from them doing the wrong thing. Amar Rav Malkan al Yichud, if a person violated Issa Yichud, they get Malkus Mardus, Malkus the Rabbanon. However, Vein Oysim al Yichud. If there's a woman who is left alone with a man, she doesn't become Osir to her husband. On Ravashi, Loyar Maron, when was this halachot said that we give Malkus Mardus for Yichud? Ella B'Yichud B'Tnuya, only when Yichud with a single woman. Aval B'Yichud Eshesish, when this woman that there was Yichud with is an Eshesish, then there's no Malkus. Why not? Because if we're going to give Malkus, people are going to start considering that this must be some disqualification with her children. And therefore, to avoid that, the halacha is we don't even give Malkus. Says the Marshal, it's the woman who violated Yichud who he won't give Malkus out of consideration for her children. The man, we would give Malkus, his children aren't what we need to be concerned. The Torah disagrees, and the Torah says that we don't give him Malkus either. And the way I saw that the Achronim explain this Machloikus is it possible to give Malkus to one without giving Malkus to the other? The Mashah says that the Malkus of these two individuals don't travel together, and you can give Malkus to one without giving them to the other. And the Bach and the Torah says that if one doesn't get Malkus, the other one doesn't either. Says the Gemara, Mar Zutri Malki, Mar Zutri gave Malkus to an Ashes Ish, the violated Yichud, but what he also did was Machris, that he made an announcement that he's only giving the Malkus because he made an announcement that he only gave Malkus because of Yichud, but there is no question that the children are not Mamzerim. Amalei Rav Nachman b'farbach l'Ravashi, ma nami lalke l'chus, so why don't you do the same as Mazutri asked him? Amma, Leis Rav Ashi responded to Rav Nachman, ikad shom b'ho, v'shom b'ho. I am concerned that there are people that are only going to hear about the Malkus, and they're not going to hear the announcement. In order to avoid that problem, I'm worried about the reputation of these children, so I did not give Malkus at all.
Amar Rav Nach, Amar Rav, Malka Aloy Tova Shmua. Somebody who had, has a rumor, reputation, that he's doing something wrong, we give Malkus. Shnemar, the Pasuk says, Eli gave Musar to his children when there were rumors about their wrong behavior. Albany, Kiloy Tova Shmua. Albany is the Lashon of a Lav. And by Lav, we always know that there's Malkus. Mazutra, when he saw somebody at it, there was a rumor, or there was more than a rumor, there was talk that somebody was doing something wrong. Masalai Asra Kasve, he would put the yoke of an animal on the shoulders of the person. Makrelay Albany, that he would make it very clear that he's getting Malkus because of this rumor that's being said about him. Amar Rabba, but now the Gemara introduces a new heter in Hilchas Yichud. And that is Baal Be'ir. If their husband is in town, Ein Chosh Shem Shem Yichud. There is no concern of Yichud. And there's a very fundamental machlokes hapoiskim, how to understand this halacha. Is some learn that the halacha is because Baal Be'ir, that the husband is in the city, and since he could show up any moment, that's why there is no concern of Yichud. If that is the reason, then the halacha is that it would only be mutter in a case where the husband knows where she is. So since the husband knows where she is, and he could show up at any moment, that's why there's no problem of Yichud. But let's say he doesn't know where she is, so then we would have to be, then we don't have the heter of Baal Be'ir. But the Chazon Ish had a total different approach to this. Chazon Ish says, the way the Chazon Ish said it, is Baal Be'ir is a nerve. Baal Be'ir represents a psychological element, that when a woman knows that her husband is around, that serves as a natural deterrent from her to do yichud. And therefore, even if he doesn't necessarily know where she is, we could be lenient. The Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch say that we could rely on the heter of Baal Be'ir l'chad chila. The Beis Shmuel says that l'chatchila, he says that that's what Rashi holds, that l'chatchila, we can't rely on Baal Be'ir with even Baal Be'ir. However, the Binas Adam says that this opinion of Beis Shmuel, that the Beis Shmuel saying his opinion according to Rashi, is only in a case where it's yichud of one man and one woman. But when it's not yichud of one man and one woman, so it's not, as we've been saying in our shurim, not as serious as a case of halacha of yichud, and therefore, since it's not as serious of a case of yichud, even Rashi would agree that in those circumstances we could rely on Baal Be'ir l'chatchila. There's also an interesting shaila that the Paiskim discuss. What is the halacha if there's a couple who's living together as husband and wife, but they're not married? Is Baal Be'ir only in a case, and is Baal Be'ir only in a case where a husband and wife are living together, are married, or is Baal Be'ir even in a case where they're not, when they're living together, husband and wife, even though they're not formally married? And most Paiskim that I saw are of the opinion that Baal Be'ir is only when they're married. When they're not married, even though they're living together as husband and wife, obviously these are not people who are so concerned about doing what's correct. Otherwise, if they want to live together, then of course we get married, and therefore we cannot have the heter Baal Be'ir unless they're married. Amar Rav Yosef, Pesach Pesuch L'Shus Rabim, if there's a door open to the Shus Rabim, Eichas Shem Yichud, there is no Isur of Yichud. And here too, there's a very big Machloikis HaPoiskim, what is the halacha of Pesach Pesuch? The Beis Meir and Rabbi Kiva Eger are of the opinion that Pesach Pesuach means that the door has to be open and that you could see inside the house. Doruch Ner says that as long as the door is not locked, the halacha is that it's considered Pesach Pesuach. Says the Gris Moshe, he says that Pesach Pesuach, Rav Moshe agrees doesn't have to have an open door. An unlocked door is enough, but it has to be in a place where people are likely to come and knock on the door. As he says, because people are likely to come and knock on the door, even though they may not even necessarily enter without knocking, but the fact that it's a place where people knock on the door and the door is not locked, and that's enough to consider, that is enough to be considered the Heter Pesach Pesuach. Here too, there's a Machloikis HaPoiskim, if we could rely on Pesach Pesuach L'chatchila. The opinion of the Chidor is that Pesach Pesuach is a Heter L'chatchila. The Aruch HaShulchan disagrees, and the Aruch HaShulchan says that Pesach Pesuach is only something that you can rely on b'diavad. And the Tzitz Eliezer is of the opinion that so too is the opinion of the Rambam, that you can't rely on Pesach Pesuach l'chatchila, only b'diavad acceptable. And then there's a famous tshuva from the Chabina Rav, where the Chabina Rav suggests that if there's an issue of yichud and we don't have the door open all the way, or even if you have, or if it's unlocked, and we just now learned that there are paiskim that don't rely on an unlocked door, the Chabina Rav says there's another way of achieving a Pesach Pesuach, and that is by giving somebody the key, or if it's a combination, the key or the combination to where Yichud is taking place, and letting the people who are there alone know that somebody has the key or to this place. And not only does he have the key to this place, he knows that he may come in any time, he may show up on time unannounced, says the Chabina Rav, that certainly would be in the category of Pesach Pesuach. Says the Gemara, Pibi Ikla Bei Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi came to the home of Rabbi Yosef, boss of the Karach Richta, after they ate bread, and they ate bread in the upper floor. Rabbi Yosef and his wife went down to the lower floor. Amalu, so Rabbi Yosef said to them, Shkuli dargi metusi bibi, please take the door, the ladder from which you go up from upstairs downstairs, please take the ladder away so that I would have no way of being able to go down. Asked the Gemara, but why was Rabbi concerned about Yichud? From a rabbi, haven't we just learned the Baal Be'ir, if her husband is there, there's no concern for Yichud. Answers the Gemara, Shani Rabbi, the Shishbenei Sahava. Rabbi was very friendly with this woman, the Gaisaba. And the Gemara now brings a new concept. And that's the concept of Liba Gaspa. And when there's a relationship of Liba Gaspa, there's a much greater concern of Yichud. Says, the Chidor asks, Rabbi said, take the ladder away, that I shouldn't be able to use the ladder to come down. Why? But why is this going to work? She could take the ladder and bring it back and climb up. So the Chidor, and I saw the Silmas Chaim, and Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld takes the same approach, that since this is really Chumra Ba'alma, because we can rely, as the Gemara just said, on Baal Be'ir, but just wanted to be extra careful. Since they just wanted to be extra careful, just doing this is enough. Says the Gemara, Amrav Kahana, Anoshim V'chutz, if you have people living in a place where one room is inside of the other room, Anoshim V'chutz, if the men are in the outer room, the noshim b'fnim, and the women are in the inner room, and chashim shem yichud. We don't have to be concerned that the men are going to go into the room of the women. But if it's a noshim b'fnim, the noshim b'chutz, but if men are in the inside and women are on the outside, and therefore the men cannot go outside without passing the room of the women, then chashim shem yichud, because when they go through the room, they have to be concerned that they're going to be together alone. Says the Gemara, but Masnisa, but there's a Braisa, says Tana Apcha, just the opposite. When the men are in the outer room and the women are in the room, then we're concerned for Yichud that one of the men are going to go into the inner room. But when the women, when the men are in the inner room and the women are in the outer room, then we're not so concerned because there's more than one man. And we learned we have to be more concerned about two women with one man versus one woman with two men. Amar Abaya, hashtag the Amar of Kahana Hochi, not if Kahana said the Alocha is this way. But Tarmas Nisa Abcha, and the Brisa says just the opposite. A non Navil Chemra, we have to be Machmer in both situations. And this question comes up when you have women and men in the same apartment, but they're in different separate rooms. And there are common areas. If they're in the same apartment, even though they have separate rooms, and even though they have locks to their room, the Gemara clearly is indicating that all that would be insufficient, and they would have a problem of yichud. Says the Gemara, Abaya dar gofli. Abaya would set up rows of earthenware pitchers that if somebody wanted to walk from one into the other, it would be heard, and that would be a deterrent. Rava dayakana, he would put beams, wood, in between the rooms, and again, for the same reason, to prevent any yichud. Amar Abaye, sak for the shat rigla. The worst time of the year is Yontif time. On Yontif, many people get together, men and women, and there's a lot of mixture of men and women, and therefore, that's the time that we have to be most concerned. So I saw that some Rishonim say the drasha is given publicly, and since the drasha is given publicly, why do we have to be concerned about yichud? So I saw that the Mefarshim explained it's not that they're worried about yichud by the drasha, but as the Meshech Chochma explains, men and women, when they socialize together and they're all together by the drasha, they get familiar with each other, and the women are dressed very nicely. It's Yontif, it's Shabbos, and that's why we have to be most concerned. Says the Gemara, Hanach Shvaiser Dasoi Lanador. There were these people that were captured that were brought to Nador. A signal by Amr Chasidim. They brought them up to the roof of the upper floor of the home of Rami Chasida, Vishkul Dargim Kamayu, and they took the ladder away. But there was an opening, says the Gemara, between the upper floor and the lower floor. And when one of them was walking by, one of the women were walking upstairs, Nafal Nahira Beskuma. She was so beautiful, it was a light came downstairs. The Pasuk Shad is that the beautiful woman looks like light, gives off radiance. Another pshat is that the Satan, the Yetzirah, deliberately created this type of a situation to entice this person. Shakler Avram, the Darga. So Rav Amram schlepped the ladder. That normally even 10 people cannot move this ladder. For Dailal Chudei, he himself picked it up himself, just because he got involved in doing an Avera. Solik Vazel. And he started climbing up the ladder. Says the Gemara, Kimata Lepal Gadarga, when he came up halfway up the ladder, Ifshe, he stopped to walk up. Varamakola, and he raised his voice, announcing, Nora Be'amra, there's a fire here. Asrabanan. So when there's when he's yelling, there's a fire, so everybody came running. And they saw there was no fire. Amle kesaftinun. So the other Rabbanim said to Rav Amram, you're embarrassing us, because people are going to say that Talmidei Chachamim are so easily enticed. Amalu, and that's why this is the way you were able to stop this, by having us come run and make it public. So Rav Amram said, it doesn't bother me. Muta tichsifa by Amram ba'amadein, it's better that I should be embarrassed in this world, not that you should become embarrassed for me in the next world from this type of behavior. So I saw that the Sefer Likutei Amorim says from Rav Mendel Mifdask, he says, sometimes we live in a time and a place that people are not acting appropriately. And what happens is that one of those reasons, he says, is because there's a distance, there's a disconnect between the Gedolei Hador, between the leaders who are tzaddikim and the people who aren't tzaddikim. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates a situation. HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates a situation that even the tzaddikim fall sometimes, and they fall, that they should be able to that they too should recognize that they live in a time of Yetzirah, and they could understand the Nisyonis, they could understand the test and the tribulations that everybody else has to suffer, and that will help them understand these people and be able to relate to them and bring them closer. Our Gemara, the Ben Yoyada, teaches us a lesson that is often taught, and that is that when somebody wants to do something, there's nothing that could stop him. Just like we find, he says, that Yaakov Avinu was able to pick up the stone that normally took many people to pick up a stone. Rish Lakish was able to jump over a river. When a person is driven to do something, nothing could stop him. Says the Gemara, Ashbe de Nafik Minei. So Rav Amram, at this point, had fallen into the clutches of the Yetzer Hara. So he made a shvua that the Yetzer Hara, the Nafik Minei, that the Yetzer Hara should leave him, because he saw that what happens because of the Yetzer Hara. Says the Gemara, Nafik Minei. So when the Yetzer Hara left Rav Amram, it looked imuda da anura, like a fire. Amalei chazi, Rav Amram said to Yetzer Hara, chazi da at nura v'na bisra, you are a fire, and I'm flesh and blood. V'na difni minach, but I was able to overcome you. Then the Mishnah Masechet Avos teaches us that that's what tzaddikim do. They're able to prevail over the Yetzer Hara. And the Sefri says, the Pasuk says, that the person can be able to prevail through learning Torah over the Yetzer Hara. But says the Gemara, Rameyah Mesloitzis by Avera. Rameyah would ridicule those that did Averis. And he said, why are you falling into the trap of Yetzirah? One day, the Yetzirah looked like a woman, and she was standing behind Gisa de Nara on the other side of the river. For I have a mavra, and there was no ferry to transport him to the other side of the river. He took a thin rope, and he went over the river, started going over the river. Says the Gemara, Kimata Pa'al Gematzra, when he went over halfway, Amma, Ila, the Yetzer Hara, said to Rameyah, Ila the Kamach's Berkiah, if not that we have this announcement in the Shemayim, Hasharu B'Rameyah V'Tarasu, be careful about Rameyah and his Torah, have V'Shevisa L'damach Tar Timayi, you would not be worth anything. I could have caused you to do the Avera. So the Ben Yoyada explains that why did this happen? Because Rameyah kept on saying that he could prevail over the Yetzer Hara. And what was trying to be proven to him is that it's very difficult to do so. Rabbi Kiva Masloitz by Avera. Rabbi Kiva would ridicule those who did Averas. Yom Echad, and one day, says the Gemara, Itulei Satan Kittis Abreish Dikla. The Satan looked at him like a woman on top of a palm tree. Nakdila Dikla, Rabbi Kiva held on to the tree, the Kasalik Vazel, and started climbing up the tree. Kimata Paga Dikla, when he came up half the way of the tree, Shafke, the Yetzer Hara, let him go. And he said, Ilav the Machs Berkia, if not for the fact that they announced in Shemayim his Haru Rabbi Kiva Vitarasai, and be careful about Rabbi Kiva, he has big schusim. Says the Gemara, I would have made you worthless. So the Ben Yoyada asks, the Rameyah was a Talmud of Rabbi Kiva. And if Rabbi Kiva had this story And he must have taught this story to his Talmidim. How did Reb Meir make this mistake? Says the Ben Yoyada, because this question is such a strong question, we have to say that even though Reb Akiva was Reb Meir's Rebbe, the story of Reb Meir happened first. And of course, Reb Meir wasn't so proud of the story, and he did not repeat the story to his Rebbe Reb Akiva. But then Reb Akiva had a similar incident, and Reb Akiva publicized it to everybody, including his Talmud Reb Meir. Says the Gemara, Plimai. Plimai is the name of an Amira. Have Rogla Memekal Yoimer. He would say every day, Gere Beinu the Sotan. Spears should go into the eyes of the Sotan. The Sotan is nothing. Yoim Echad, Mal Yoim de Kippurava. One day, it was Erev Yom Kippur. So, why was it specifically, why did this story happen on Yom Kippur? So, because the Mefarshim give many different explanations. Therefore, on Yom Kippur, the Yetzirah doesn't have any authority. So he does more, he works harder on Erev Yom Kippur. And in general, he explains, the Ben Yoyada explains, people on Erev Yom Kippur are busy eating. They're not learning and davening as much as they normally do. And that's for the Yetzirah is focused on Erev Yom Kippur. Another pshat is, he wanted to get Plimai to do an Avera before Yom Kippur. Bal Yom Kippur Dav Idmalei Ka'anya. He appeared like a poor person. Also Kara Baba. And he knocked on the door. Afukalei Rifta. And they brought him out bread. Amalei Yom Kidney. A day like Erev Yom Kippur. The Kula Alma Gavroi. Everybody sitting by the table indoors. Vano Avroi. And you're making me sit outdoors. Ailei. They brought him into the house, sat him at the table, the Krivalei Rifta, and they offered him something to eat. Says the Gemara, Amalei, they offered him bread. Amalei, Yomikul Hidna, Kulam Atakav and Alachadoi, everybody's sitting by the table, and I'm sitting separately, Asu, Asu Ataka. So they asked him to sit by the table. Have Yosem Moli, Nafshe Shkin Vekibalei. He sat at the table, and he was full of boils and a rash, whatever. And he did things that made everybody disgusted. Amalei, so they said to him, Tiv Shaper, sit like a mensch, sit normally. Amalei, have a kasa, give me a cup of something to drink. Yavle kasar, he gave it to him. It's Ichmar, he started to cough. Veshada bekichai, and he expelled his saliva into that cup. Narba isaka. So they started to scream at him. And they said, what type of behavior is this? Or miss. And he pretended as if he died. So Mefarshim ask, obviously this whole story is here to teach us that one is not supposed to talk to the Yetzirah. One is supposed to stay away from the Yetzirah. And is that correct? So Mefarshim say, unless you could be confident that you have the schusim, then you don't have the right to do it. Why did they say gir be'enei the satan? So I saw that the Ein Yaakov explains, as we say in Krishna, v'lo sesur achel levalchem achrei einechem, that the Yetzirah begins with the eyes. And that's why they used to say gir be'enei the satan, because the Yetzirah makes us see something that we're not supposed to see. And after we see what we're not supposed to see, that causes us to do a virus. Another shot, why did this happen on Erev Yom Kippur, is the Divrei Shol, the Lemberg Rav, Rav Yosef Shol Natanzon explains. He says that we know that the Mishnah, the Gemara, at the beginning of Masechta Yuma teaches us that they were very concerned about the Kohen on Yom Kippur seeing Keri, the Kohen on Yom Kippur having an omission. And the question is obvious. It's Yom Kippur, and they prepared the Kohen Gadol with so many different ways that he's going to the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And now they have to worry that one day of the year that he's going to have an omission. So says the Divrei Shol, from here we see where there's more Kedusha, that's where the Yetzirah concentrates. So, and therefore, on the night of Yom Kippur, when you have the Kohen Gadol who is going to go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, so that's the time where the Yetzer Hara is most interested in tripping off this person. And therefore, because the Yetzer Hara at that time is so interested in causing the person to do Aveira, that's why we have to be super careful to be on guard that he shouldn't be able to do any Aveira to us. The Yalka Gashuni quotes about the Baal Shem Tov. The Gemara Masech the Brachas teaches us Tanat Beir of Shmuel. And we use a Talmud Chacham Sh'ova Aveira B'Laila. If you see a Talmud Chacham did Aveira in the evening, Al Tahara Akhra B'Yoyim, because he certainly did Tshuva. So he says that if somebody had an omission, that must be because Vadei Asa Tshuva. He did Tshuva, and the Yetzer Hara can't take the fact that he did Tshuva, and that's why he causes him to do an Aveira. Shama Avakamri, so he says how people were talking after this incident, Plima Kotel Gavra, Plima Kotel Gavra. Plima killed somebody, Orak, and he ran away. Or Vatosha Nafshe Rebesa Kisei. Says the Gemara, he ran and he hid in the bathroom. Also Basrei, and the Satan followed him, and Nafla Kamei, and he fell in front of Plima, again, pretending as if he's dead. He dechazi dav mitzdar. But when the Sultan saw how upset Plima was, Galay Nafshe, he revealed himself and told him, this is all a ruse. I'm like, my time, Amr Tachi. But the Sultan said to Plima, why do you always say, Gira Bein of the Sultan? He said, what should I say? I'm like, so he said to him, Lema Mar Nach Rechmana Negebe Sultan, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should protect us from the Sultan. We aren't in that madrega. Says the Gemara, Rav Chiba Asha Avaraga Kalidin Nav Nafal Apei, any time that he fell when he said, Tachnun, Hava Omar, Harachman, Yatzilenim Yetzah Hara. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should save us from the Yetzah Hara. It's interesting. From here, it seems that when they said Tachnun, that they say it out loud. We know that the meaning is that when we say Tachlun, we say it quietly. So I saw the Mefarshim explain that he, of course, said Tachnun quietly. Just these few words of Arachman Yetzilenim Yetzahara, that's what he would say out loud. One day, his wife overheard him davening this way. There's so many years that he hasn't had relations with me. So why is he so concerned about the Yetzer Hara? My tamma kamarachi. Yom echad, Havagaris begins say. She tested him. One day, he was sitting and learning in the garden. Kashta nafsha. She put on nice clothing, nice jewelry. V'chalfa v'tanya kamen. She started walking in front of him. Amala, and he asks her, Manat, who are you? Amala, Amra, so she responded, Anacharusa. I'm a Harusa, a very famous Zoyna. The Hadri Miyama, I returned here today. Tava. And he asked her to have relations. Amalei, I sin lach achrum the race to Tisa. I'm willing to have relations if you bring down for me that fruit that's on top of the tree. Shachar, he jumped, Shavar, he was able to jump to the top of the tree. Also, I sin nila, and he brought it to her. Chiasla Beise, and he had relations with her. He comes home, have a kashagra devisa tanura. His wife was putting on the oven. Solik v'kayosu begavei. And he jumped into the oven. Amrle, my hai. So his wife asks him, why are you jumping into the oven? Amrle, hachiv achiv amaisa. And he tells her what happened. Amrle, she says to Manavoy, you didn't do anything wrong. It was me. Loi ashgichba. He didn't want to accept what she said. Adi yavle simoni. Until she was able to prove to him that it was indeed her. Amrla, ana mi l'surikavni. At the end, I didn't do any Aveira, but I thought that I had intention to do Aveira. The kol yom of shalosh tzaddik, and therefore for the rest of his life, he fasted, Atcha Meis by Samisa. He ultimately died from tsar, from this terrible Aveira. Says the Gemara, what do we see from him? The Tanya, the Brisa says, Isha Ferim, we know, as we've learned many times, that a husband has the right to be made for the nether of his wife. So the Pasuk says, Isha Ferim, if the husband annulled the nether that his wife made, Hashem Yislach Lo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will forgive him, says the Gemara. So the question is, if the husband annulled the nether, we don't have any nether here. So he doesn't need any, she doesn't need any forgiveness if she violated it. So ask the Gemara, B'ma HaKos Medaber, what is the Pasuk referring to? Says the Gemara, B'ish Shenadr B'Nazar. There was a woman who accepted upon herself to be a Nazar. V'shama Bala, her husband heard, Feifala, and he annulled the nether. However, V'hi Lo Yoda, Sheifala Bala, but she isn't aware of that. V'yishoyse Ya'arim Atam L'Mesim. And she was violating the nether. So she really didn't violate a nether because the nether was annulled. But according to what she knew, it wasn't annulled. And for that she needs slicha and kapara. And says the Gemara, Rabbi Kiva kava matalai psuka. Rabbi Kiva, when we learned this pasuk, Havabachi would cry and say, Omar, ma mishin eskav lecha basar chazir. If somebody meant to eat non-kosher meat, for all of beyond the basatla, but Baruch Hashem, he got lucky, and the meat that he was ate was kosher. Still, Amr Taira Tzri Kabar Slicha, because in their mind, in his mind, he did an Aveira. Certainly, Mishin Eskavalach Basa Chazir, somebody who meant to eat non kosher meat, V'ola beyond the Basa Chazir, and he eats the non kosher meat, Alach is Kama V'Kama. So the Chida asks, we learned and early in our Gemara that Machshava Ra. And all we have here is a machshava ra. So the Chida answers that when is there a halacha machshava ra and a kodesh baruch hu mitzar for lemaisa, when there's no maisa involved at all. Here there was a maisa. He did eat. He just didn't eat non-kosher meat. Ben Yoyada explains that the concept of machshava ra and a kodesh baruch hu mitzar for lemaisa is as far as an oynish is concerned. You don't get punished just for a machshava ra. But it doesn't mean that somebody who does something, so somebody who does something, who had a mind to do something wrong, is completely free. Of course, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him that this requires tshuva. Says Rav Shalom Shadron, he says there was a story. Somebody took money out of somebody else's pocket, and he's caught. What's going to do? He's right away going to start to cry, and he's going to say, forgive me, and I won't do it again. What will happen if the person does forgive him? He'll be thrilled. And what is the cause for him being happy? Is because he's off the hook. Says Rav Shalom, the person shouldn't be happy. He should be happy that the person to whom he tried to do it forgave him. But it's not a reason to be happy. He did something wrong. And therefore, says Rav Shalom, that's pshat in our Gemara as well. You did something wrong. You wanted to do something wrong. HaKadosh Baruch Hu helped you and you didn't do anything wrong. That doesn't mean that you should be happy. Dor HaChaim HaKadosh says that when, after Yaakov Avinu was nifter, Yosef said to his brothers, Atem chashavtem alai ra, v'lakim chashav l'toiva. And what he said to him was that you thought to do bad, but nothing bad happened. So the Mefarshim asked, why is this no different than our Gemara, where they really did mean to do something wrong? And here, so why is it not niskav lech basa chazir v'ol b'yod basa tleh? So the Chaim HaKadosh says that this concept that we're learning in our Gemara is only by mitzvahs of ben adam lechaveray. I'm sorry, only by mitzvahs ben adam lemakim. But when it's talking about mitzvahs ben adam lechaveray, if at the end you didn't do anything wrong, then it's not considered that you did an aveira at all. And that's what Yosef HaTzadik actually says to his brothers. This situation is interesting because what is the halacha if somebody is concerned about the honesty of one of his workers? So what he does is that he puts money and he sees if the worker is going to take it. And what is the halacha? Is that, and then the person takes it. So there's no geneva, because let's say the person who left the money is meichel him. But at the end of the day, in his mind, in the mind of the person that did the aveira, that took the money, he did an aveira. And was he allowed to do so? So there are paiskim that suggest that the issue of, in the case that I just described, is an issue of lifnei l'sitim michshol. And there is no concern of lifnei l'sitim michshol in such situations. Kiyotzim davar at the Omer, the pasuk says v'layoda v'asham v'nasa avayir. So if somebody didn't know if he did an aveira, and then it turns out that he didn't do an aveira, he doesn't know, he has to bring an asham tali, even though he maybe didn't do an aveira. Says the Mark Sher, Rekiva magil pasuk zeh. When Rekiva would learn this pasuk, Hayabachi would cry. If somebody wanted to eat kosher meat, and he ended up eating non-kosher meat. Amr Taira, certainly, if somebody had a mind to eat non-kosher meat, and he ate non-kosher meat, alachas kam v'kama. Says the Gemara, Isa ben Yehuda Omer, if somebody didn't even realize that he didn't do an aveira, and he still has to bring maybe a carbon asham, so how much do we have to be concerned about our behavior? So we learned in the Mishnah, Mesiachet Adam im Imam im Bitoy. Somebody could be alone with his mother or his daughter. Amar Yudam Ravasi, Mesiachet Adam im Mechoysoy. A person could be alone with his sister. But the halach is that a person could be alone with his sister only leprakim. The Shulchan Aruch says only periodically. And there's a big machloikus ha-paiskim, what does leprakim mean? Some paiskim suggest that the definition of leprakim is 30 days. The Riyoshir has a different approach, Riyoshir for Rameir Arik. He says the definition of leprakim is 30 days. Where does he take the number 30? He takes the number 30 from Hilchus Mezuzah. We know that if somebody rents an apartment in Chutz Laretz, if he's less than 30 days, he doesn't have to put up a mezuzah, because that's considered that he's only there temporarily. So says the Miryasha, from here we see that 30 means temporary. Ramosha has a different approach. Ramosha's approach is leprakim, is if they're living there together, it doesn't make a difference how long they're living there. If they have a apartment by themselves together, that's called kvius. And if they're not like that, that's called leprakim. Continues the Gemara, Dorim imam v'bitoy. Somebody says that he could be alone with his mother or his daughter, that he could do permanently. Says the Gemara, Karma Kamei de Shmuel, when this was said to Shmuel, Amma Osel Siachid, and Kol Arai Shabbatayra, one is not allowed to be alone with any erva, a filan behema, even with a animal. Tanan, says the Gemara, we learned in our Mishnah, Mesiachid Adam, Amima Vembitoi, you could be alone with your mother and daughter, the Yashima Kirbasa. Isn't this to Yufta the Shmuel? How does Shmuel say that you may not? Amlach Shmuel. So says Shmuel Tamech, Mehoda Tanya, Achoisoi, your sister, Vachamoisoi, your mother-in-law, Vishakal Rais Betaira, ain't Mishakli Mom, elevate, you can't be alone with them unless they're Edom. So isn't this clearly an implication? Be'edom in, only if they're Edom there, Shloi Be'edom Loi. Says the Gemara, Ella, so how do we reconcile? The Mishnah says that it's permissible. The Brisa says that it's not. Says the Gemara, Tanoihi, it's machloikus Tanoim. The Tanya Amar Meir, his harbi b'nei biti, he would say, I'm not allowed to be alone with my daughter. Amar Tarfin, his harbi b'nei kalosi, I can't be alone with my daughter-in-law. Ligalalav Oysa Talmud. So it was a Talmud who heard him saying this, and he felt that he was being overly strict. Amar Avu Mishrim Rab Chanina Begamliel, Lahayu Yomim Ma'atim, it didn't take many days, Ach Nechshel Oysa Talmud Bechamoysoi, that he ended up doing something inappropriate with his mother-in-law. Afila by Mahama, we learned that Shmuel said, even with an animal, Abai Mechlal Mekula Deborah, he said, when he went to learn in the field, what he used to do was he chased away all the animals. Rosheshus Avle Metzra, he would make that the animal should go to the other side of where he was, so he shouldn't be alone with animals. Rav Chanan Ado Ikla Rav Kahana Lefum Nahara, Chazia, the Kagos, the Kagos, the Kaim, the Kaim, the Kame. He saw him that he was learning, and there was an animal there. Amalei, so Rav Nachman, Rav Chanan said to Rav Kahana, Lesov Lamar, Afila Behema, didn't you hear what we just learned, that you're not allowed to be alone with an animal? Amalei, so he said, Lava Datoi. I wasn't paying attention. Otherwise, I would have never done anything. The Gemara talks about Yichud and talks about women who dislike each other. And because these women dislike each other, there's no concern of Yichud. And therefore says the Gemara, Amarava, Mesyachar Adam Shtei Yevamos, two women who are married to two brothers, where there's a potential that these two women may end up being married to the same man, and that causes dislike. In Shtei Tzoris, where you have two women that are married to the same man, so they dislike each other. In Isha v'chamoisa, if you have a woman with a mother-in-law, they don't get along. In Isha baspala, a woman and a husband's daughter. In Isha v'tinaikis, a woman with a child, shidas tambia, that's old enough to know what bia means, ainam aseres atzma labia. And they say that what is the definition? The definition is when the girl is old enough not to be embarrassed to be undressed in front of a man. Higdilo zei yoshim iksusoi. When they get older, the son and the mother should not sleep in one bed without wearing clothing. Vekama, what is that age? Amar v'ad barazah, amar v'asi. Tanoikis, bash teshe shana v'yemechad. A girl until she's 9 years old could sleep in the same bed as her father. V'tinuk, ben shtei masu v'shem yemechad. A boy could sleep in the same bed as his mother until he's 12. Ikadamri, but there's a different version that's more lenient. It says, tanoikis, bash shtei masu shana v'yemechad. A young girl could be with her father until she's 12. V'tinuk, and a young boy, ben shtei masu shana v'yemechad. V'zeh v'zeh. But both of them are trying to explain that they're defining what the pasuk in Yecheskel means. Shadayim nechayin v'surech tzimeach, that they're mature. Amar Afar Baba Amar Chizda. Lo yishan al shen abushal fun of Aram. As long as she's not embarrassed to stand undressed. Al bushal amal fun of Aram, then also they can be. My Tama. Once she's embarrassed to stand like that, so we see that she has a yetzer al bushal, and they have to be careful. Rav Acha bar Amma came to the home of Rav Chisda, his son-in-law. Shak Labas Barte took his granddaughter, Oisrei Bekamfe, and he slept with her in the same bed. Amalei, so Rav Chisda said to him, Leisov Lamar Mekacha, don't you know that she's already Mekadeshes? Amalei, so Rav Acha bar Adda said to Rav Chisda, Avart Lucha de Rav, you violated what Rav taught us. Damar Rav Yudam Rav, Vitem Rav Elezer, the person is not allowed to marry off his daughter when she's still a minor. He has to wait until she becomes an adult. The timer, and she'll say, this is the man I want to marry. So Rav Chisda said to him, "Man navi avela de Shmuel, you violated what Shmuel said. Dama Shmuel, aim mishtamshim beisha. We have to be careful about staying away from women." I hold like a different statement that Shmuel taught us. Dama Shmuel, hakol l'shem shemayim, that this is only l'shem shemayim. But if I did this l'shem shemayim, what did I do here l'shem shemayim? I wanted my daughter, who is the mother of my granddaughter, to see how much I love her children. So since what I did this was l'shem shemayim, therefore the halacha is I did not, even according to Shmuel, I didn't do something inappropriate.